Welcome back to the Grub Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, it's welcome back.
Mm-hmm. My name's Ben.
Mm-hmm. I'm Edo.
Edo.
Greg. Third one.
That's welcome it. Back from where?
I don't know. Just from whatever you're doing. Welcome back from that.
I like welcome back. It feels like you're coming home to an old friend.
Mm. Yeah.
Welcome back.
I wish, Ben, you wouldn't vape in this tiny
Ben's
room.
Vaping.
I'm vaping. I've got a vape.
We got a small hot room and you're
so
vaping.
So hot.
It's so hot in this room.
It is the hottest place in these studios.
And it's not hot outside.
No.
It was hot. But this room's managed to maintain the heat.
Yeah, really, it's gotten hotter as the day goes on. The heat from our bodies.
That's really... not helping.
I like the vape because it makes my voice go a little bit lower like this.
I'm in witness protection. Like it's like...
And then he put his hand on my shoulder.
The Grub.
Live from Hillsong, it's Hand of Light.
Hey, yo, 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 guys. Who loves Jesus?
Rise up. Rise up.
Hey, I've sinned. Who hasn't? I used to be wild. But you know what? I found the light of God.
Woo!
I found the light of God.
Woo!
I found the light of God. Two Bacardi breezes. Went crazy, insane, disrespecting my brain and acting all flirtatious. Then my mom turned up, I got angry and stuff. I said, get out of here, I don't need this. Y'all, ever since then, yes, I never drink again. And I only turn my face towards Jesus. Rise up if you wanna see God, and your only true love is Jesus.
Rise up!
Rise up if Christ is cool, hashtag the Holy Spirit.
Rise up!
Rise up if the war in Iraq is your fault for having an abortion.
Rise up! Rise up!
Yo, yo, go, man!
Yes, I've drunk and yes, I've smoked and yes, I've played Nintendo. And yes, I've had improper thoughts about women out of wedlock. But I punch my penis, say sorry to Jesus, and I hide my sinful body. Cause when you wake up with the Savior in the morning, you are never lonely.
Rise up!
Rise up!
Rise up if you wanna see God and your only true love is Jesus.
Rise up!
Rise up, Christ is cool, hashtag the Holy Spirit.
Rise up!
Touches you at night cause God gave him permission.
Rise up! Rise up! Yeah!
Rise up!
Rise up!
Rise up!
Hallelujah!
Rise up!
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Rise up!
Rise up! Rise up! Rise up!
Yo, 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 yo!
Hallelujah!
Hey, welcome back to Jams 103. I'm Benno, and this is...
Danny.
Hey, Danny. Bloody Danny, we've had a good time, haven't we?
Yeah.
Bloody good time. Now, things, we love to have a bit of a mess around,
you
don't we?
You do.
Well, you do too, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we figured we'd, since I did invent the gotcha call, we're going to go back to our roots, aren't we?
Oh, Benno, don't.
Oh, bloody will. You can't stop me.
Don't, Benno.
No, I will, you know.
Don't, Benno. Don't. Oh, my God. Don't, Benno.
All right. We're just going to call a couple of people and see if we can get booking. Yeah, booking. My friend, I'm a bit sick, aren't I? So I'm going to try and get some get some help.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Don't.
Hello.
Hello. I was wondering. I've got a bit of a cold.
What?
I've got a bit of a cold.
What are you? You've got a cold?
Yeah. Who?
No, this is a service station. This is a service station. What do you need?
Well, I was just wondering if you have, just something for my cold.
for a coal.
Yeah.
At a service station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you got anything,
mate, we're not a pharmacy. We're a service station. You need some petrol.
Well, you know, I've got a little. It's a different cold. You see, it's a cold. It's going downstairs. You know what I mean?
What?
It's downstairs.
Where's your downstairs? What are you talking about?
It's a cold downstairs.
We've got unleaded. We've got diesel. We've got the E10 petrol. What's your downstairs talking?
Yeah, it's a cold downstairs. About? It's all mucusy, you know. It's a real. I've got a little man. He's a little man here, isn't he?
What are you talking about? A little? What are you fucking going on about? Why are you talking to me? What do you want? Do you want some petrol or what? Why?
Oh, mate, there's no need to get upset. I've just got a little cold, and I've got a little child.
Got a child and a cold. I don't know what I can do for you, my friend. I don't know what else I can.
We're gonna go see if I got him.
Got him. You're crazy, Benno.
I got a cold downstairs. I just made that up.
Yeah.
I just made
amazing.
That up.
Amazing. That was amazing.
That was real improv.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Scared all the time and I wish I was dead. I don't wanna live in this world. I'm a fucking grub. Disgusting little grub. Help. The grub.
Welcome back to the grub. Edo and Greg have just gone to the bathroom, so I'm just waiting for them. Thanks for
Sorry. Hey. Hey.
Hello. What are you doing here, little boy?
Hey, have you seen my dad?
No, who's your dad?
Who's my dad? Where's my dad?
I don't know. What does your dad look like?
Have you guys seen are you my dad's mate?
I'm not sure. I might be.
Are you my dad? My dad went up for a meeting in Coburg and hasn't come back. Are you my dad?
I don't know. I'm not your dad.
How long do I have to live here for?
What? You can't live here.
How long am I have to leave? Are you my dad's mate?
No, I don't know who your dad is. I don't know.
Have you seen my slinky? I had a slinky. I lost it. I was like going up and down the stairs with it. And then my dad, I had it. And my dad said, I'm going up to Coburg for a meeting.
You're going up to Coburg for a meeting?
Yeah, and he never came back.
Nobody goes up to Coburg.
Are you my dad's mates?
No, I don't. There's only one of me, and I'm not sure.
How long do I have to live here for?
Well, you can't live here.
I lost my slinky. Someone took my slinky.
You can't live here. This is a studio. This is a place of business.
What are you doing in here?
We're doing a podcast.
I found a blanket in the other room, and my slinky isn't in the stairs. And then Dad said, "Oh, I'll be back soon."
Your dad said, "All
right, I gotta go." See.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Anyway, that was a little boy, I think. I'll be right back. I've just got to check something. The grub. The grub.
You're listening to the grub.
I've shat myself.
Titanium.
Edo's singing, Ben's vaping, and we're in a small hot room.
So hot. You're so sweaty, Greg.
Oh, I know. I can feel wet. I feel wet. I'm all wet. I'm a wet man.
Hey, Ben, how much to towel Greg down?
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do it for 50.
50?
Yeah.
I've got 50 in my wallet.
So you would pay Ben? I feel insulted by this a little bit, but so you would. What's the toweling down entail? Like a full body towel down?
A naked sort of towel down with paper sheets.
Yeah, I'll towel you down like for a packet 50 of, bucks.
Really? Like, wiping? It's a wipe.
I've got a wipe in there.
It's wiping. Well, you got to get in every nook and cranny.
Yeah, for the crannies going to cost you extra though.
All right.
The nooks are fine, but the crannies.
Am I just an unwilling participant here? Am I just getting towel down? I gotta get paid. I don't want to get towed down by Ben.
All right.
I've got a feather touch.
How much would you? How much do you want, Ben Gregg?
20.
Stop vaping, man.
You said it smells like watermelons, but it's not.
It doesn't.
He paid me $20 to towel him down.
Go on.
I feel like I'm dying of heat.
Next one.
Next is
Ocean Squad Luxury Beachside Accommodation. Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Enjoy the best that the Gold Coast has to offer with the luxury resort Ocean Squirt.
Ocean Squirt Luxury Beachside Accommodation. Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Luxury.
Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
And pleasure for the whole family.
Bring your family, enjoy the squirt.
Join the Squirters Club to receive $10 off your first night's stay. Ocean Squirt is pet friendly. Kids and the elderly are welcome. Enjoy the wetness. Enjoy the squirt. Enjoy the ocean squirt.
Hello, welcome to Squirters Club. How can I squirt you?
Hey, how you going, mate? My name's John. Made a booking for myself and my wife here.
Yeah, hi, I'm Karen. That's John.
Hi, John.
John Douglas. It should be under.
John Douglas.
Yeah, that's the one there. Put my credit card in on the net, on the web and all that crap.
Just having a look here for you.
You did do it, didn't you, love?
No, I did. I've definitely done it on one of them what if.
Oh, yeah, because we've got a discount. I don't know. I hope it's in there. We've got the discount.
John Douglas, yes.
Yes. You got the Squirters Club discount in there.
Yeah, so you're the first time Squirters Club?
Yeah, first time in. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. A bit of a second honeymoon for us.
Oh, that's exciting.
Just renewed our vows down in Melbourne. Wow. Yeah.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Different weather down there.
Yeah.
It's cold. It can get rainy, this time of year, but it's come up all right in the end. But, good coming up here because Gold Coast weather can't go past it.
Every day is perfect.
Always perfect.
That's right. Every day is.
I mean, you get a storm every now and
then.
Oh,
sure.
But I kind of like that.
Oh, sure.
See the storm rolling in.
It's kind of
nice coming over the waves.
Yeah.
It's nice to be sitting out and see the front roll in.
Yeah.
And where exactly is the squirt coming?
Squirt today, the squirt will be coming from our dining room. And that's where. That's where our main squirt will be today. We have a range of squirts, of course.
I got to clarify something with you. What was your name again?
My name is Jerome.
Jerome.
No, Jerome. Just as
mate, I got to clarify something with you. When you say you've got the squirt coming in, what do you mean precisely?
Well, our squirts come and go as they please. Yep. We don't believe in making a squirt.
What?
We don't believe in... our squirts are free range. So they have the run of the whole hotel.
See, I was under the impression the squirt was going to come off the ocean.
The squirts do come off the ocean. Obviously, that's why we call ourselves Ocean Squirts. But squirts are just a larger part of what Ocean Squirts has to offer. We have a range of squirts. Today, this evening, we have a dining room squirt that will be squirting up a storm.
What? I gotta chase this up.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome.
That's right.
Draw. I gotta chase this up with you.
Yes.
Specifically, what is the squirt? Like, if I was
calm down, love, calm down.
No, but I gotta. If I was to see the squirt, what am I looking at physically? I don't know what you mean when you say the squirt.
Yeah, all right, love.
Well, our squirts, you're actually looking at one of our squirts right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
So
some of our squirts are little, and some of our squirts are just really big.
Yeah.
big squirts. Now, Ocean squirts, obviously, are one of our biggest and are clearly our most popular. It's our eponymous squirt. That means the title.
Yeah.
I've got the... I've forgotten my character. I've really gone off here. Can I...
It's evolved.
And that's what we really appreciate and encourage.
Come on, love. It was more like that, wasn't it? It was more down there.
Yes, that's exactly what you...
Now, hang on. Now, I've got the spa, the Squirtus spa package. Mm.
Squirtus spa's package. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm going to get...
upgrade you to a Squirtus spa deluxe.
Because I wanted to get my feet squirted.
Yeah, you can get every part of your body squirted. And,
that's great.
Would you be interested?
Oh, he doesn't come. He doesn't do all that. He doesn't do the squirting. He doesn't You don't want your hands in that squirted, do you, love?
Hands and feet.
I don't mind a bit of a squirt round, like on the back. Yeah. You know, I like.
Well,
a back
we recommend squirt. Just giving it a shot. I know that a lot of our male customers that come in here, they're like, I don't want my hands and feet squirted, and then they get a good squirting, and let me tell you, they never come back.
They never come back.
Well, you know, you never come back from getting your hands and feet squirted. They never
mentally.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can I just check in the my character?
Mate, you're doing well.
And with the restaurant options there you've got on the with the menu, is there a gluten-free squirt on there? Because I can't.
We have a gluten-free. All of our squirts are actually vegan.
Okay.
And we have an option to have it with gluten, but just as it comes, all squirts gluten-free and vegan. So.
And our grandkiddies are coming up from Brisbane. Is there? Mm. Have you got a kids?
We have a kids squirt menu.
Have you got the squirt nuggets?
We've got all kinds of squirts, and all of our squirts come in different shapes and sizes. So we have fun size squirts, kids squirts. There's nothing more enjoyable than hearing the squeals of a kid that's
Mate, this ocean squirt is a real pleasure to be in. This is already, I can tell, my favourite holiday.
Oh, I think we're
going to
have a good week. Yeah.
I think you guys are too.
This is so good.
Renewed your vows, that's fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
So maybe to start with, I mean, if you don't mind moving rooms when the grandkids come, we could maybe move you up to the honeymoon squirters package.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Because we've got a few squirting things to get on with.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
I certainly do.
You know, we've found each other again.
Yeah.
And, you know, physically and mentally, but it's, you know, we're having a sort of reinvigoration, aren't we?
A sexual reawakening, I would describe it.
You both look so revitalised.
Yeah. And I saw that, I looked online and I thought, squirts, that's where I'll go.
The beach is sandy and the sky is blue and we are ready to squirt on you.
Good. All right. Give us our key and our card, and we'll.
Oh, there's your key.
Let's get this fucking booking over with.
We've got a squirting buffet already on the go. So
great.
And we hope you enjoy your stay.
Thank you. Thank you, Drom.
Ocean Squirts.
Cheers, Joe.
The Grub. Right now, we have a little poetry reading from.
From a special guest who's joined us in the studio. This is Roxy Dust.
Roxy Dust.
Yeah, I'm a poet, but I'm also a performance artist. I wrote that down. I emailed that through.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
We've got that, yes.
Yeah, we've got it. No,
performance artist and a poet. And you've got a special poem for us today.
Yeah, can I get the door open, please? This is a really male-dominated space.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's just it's a soundproofing issue. It's nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Okay, so this poem's called My Cunt. Hope that doesn't offend you guys, doesn't upset you guys.
That's fine. Why would it?
Okay. It's called My Cunt.
Yep.
Okay.
My Cunt. My cunt, my pussy, my fuckhole, my big burning gash, my mother's eye, a slit in the sky, my long creamy juice tube. My bloody, stained, rank tank, my fat girl's faucet, the growl of the bear, the stink of the tiger, the demon's gutter, the scum-lined drain, the source of the rot, peanuts pile up and fester. Squealing like murder, a murdered peach, the pit pops, my floppy sauce tray, daddy's donut.
Oof.
The mystery within, a steaming hot box, hairy delights, pumping, pushing, the final expulsion, black whacking semen hole, the entrance, the overgrown garden, my lover, my friend, my enemy, a soldier at sea, the dank porthole. Monkey-faced wounded warrior, a mistake, a bleeding chasm, a cesspit of putrid solids, the dirty bird, the daily vomit. See it simmer and shimmer, smell its backwater, honour it and peel it back. My cunt, my pussy, my fuckhole.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us here.
That was something.
Roxy Dust.
Thank you so much. I hate this show.
The Grub.
Welcome back to The Jams with your host, Benno, and Danny.
Yay, Benno.
Danny, what'd you get up to on the weekend?
Just a girls' night out on Saturday night.
So we were talking earlier what the weirdest pet you've ever had. What's the weirdest pet? And you said?
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig, that's right. And so I thought, you know, how much, what do we do when you take your guinea pigs out for a night on the town with the girls? And so I thought we might call someone and then just see if they do little costumes for guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah, don't, Benno. Don't.
Oh, I've got to. You can't stop me. Here we go.
Oh, don't. Oh, don't stop. Just stop.
Brunswick Police, this is Sergeant Doyle.
Hey, Sergeant Doyle. My name is Jonesy.
Yes.
And I was going, my bloody other half, we were going to go out in the night in the town.
And, sure, yeah.
No one, and we were trying to get our little guinea pig to get dressed up. And no.
Sorry, your guinea pig? What are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, what's the purpose of the call, please?
Well, we went into a shop that sells different costumes for guinea pig, for pets, and they didn't sell costumes for guinea pigs, and I think that that's wrong.
Okay, is there a crime that's been committed here, or is it you're angry that a shop didn't sell costumes for guinea pigs? Is that your call?
I think it's racist.
Okay, you think it's racist that they didn't sell you a costume for a guinea pig?
Oh, someone's cut me leg off.
So. In the other room right now, in the interrogation room, we have a man whose son has been murdered. We are dealing with the murder of a child right now. This is the police station. We have shit to do, sir.
Okay.
We have important crimes that need solving. Things are going on that you're taking up our valuable time about a guinea pig costume.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It was 6 years old, all right? You think that's funny? Do you think it's funny, mate?
I don't think it's funny.
No. Well, why don't you just fucking wake up to yourself, mate?
Okay.
Why don't you wake up to yourself and stop all this crap? Because what you're doing, by the way, is technically illegal. This is the police station. We've got your number. I can come round there.
Oh, don't.
All right?
No, don't. Don't come round.
All right, well, I'm gonna end the call now. Don't do this again.
Thank you, sir.
Just wake up to yourself, all right? Wake up to yourself.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Got him.
Got him. You listen to Jams.
It's the Grub.
I was in Sydney. I've been in Sydney.
You're in
I do things differently up there. I tell you what,
I've actually lived in Sydney, so I spent some.
So
time
have
there.
I. So have I.
I lived in Sydney.
I was in Leichhardt.
I think it was the happiest time of my life. Really? Or one of them.
Yeah, because I just went to the beach every day. I saw the ocean.
That
I,
is nice.
And I understood that there was a bigger picture than myself.
Yeah.
No, but I was just happy, and since then things have really
gotten real bad for you. Yeah. Gotten real bad.
I went on a boat.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, how good is that?
I don't know.
On a boat.
I kind of know what it is, but I don't. I've never seen it. I just know that that's a thing.
Someone was telling me.
Let's watch I'm on a boat live.
Someone was telling me that they watched a porn like supercut to I'm on a boat of just people getting fucked on boats.
Really?
With the song I'm on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
On what on?
I think it's one of those porn websites. I wouldn't know anything about it because I'm participating in No Nut but November. You know, it's very important to me.
No Nut November.
Yeah, man, you gotta just no nuts.
Keep your nuts in.
Keep your nuts out.
Is there? Of the are you allowed to eat a cashew nut?
Yeah, man.
Nut products.
Yeah.
No.
What's your favorite nut?
Ooh, this is a tough question. I reckon I will go the little pistachio.
No, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
It's the salt, man.
Yeah, it's so good.
Why would I say man? Pistachios it's as well. You're vaping.
Come on,
I never
man.
Say man. I'm like, come hey, on, man.
Stop
vaping.
And then he called me man, and he said that his favorite nut was pistachio.
But I just think we've found out because my favorite nut is pistachio. What are the odds that three friends?
Everyone loves them. Would
make a podcast and together find out that they all love pistachios.
That's fucking insane.
I mean, it's incredible.
You might even say that we are a bunch of, you know, mixed nuts.
But we're not. We're the same nut.
We're nutters.
We're nutty.
But you got to work for us to get to that sweet, salty center. No, not November.
I'm sweating.
Go. Play another one.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Well, there might be more.
Thanks very much. Do people subscribe?
I don't know. I don't know what.
We don't know what this.
What do you know? We'll probably get
a Patreon.
We'll get a Patreon and we're gonna make a million dollars. We're gonna
live from Brunswick. It's the podcast.
really ran out of steam there.
A Patreon.
We'll get one.
Yeah. I think you gotta have more than one episode out.
Do hope this podcast lasts more than one episode.
Oh, I do.
It'd be weird because it's weird because we could be recording this for no one at this stage.
That's all right.
We've expressed ourselves.
Mm.
Should we do a grub of the week?
You remember great idea.
Yeah.
Real good idea.
Who's the grub of the week?
Grub of the week.
Scott Morrison.
Scott ScoMo.
ScoMo.
He is grubby.
He's fucking grubby. He's
grubby.
He's just a homunculus.
Homunculus.
He's an empty vessel. There's nothing there.
He loves a hat.
It's just like, I reckon it's like three or four goblins in there just piloting him.
Ooh.
It's a goblin suit.
A goblin's the same as gremlins.
No, a goblin and an orc are kind of similar.
But a gremlin.
Depends on the vernacular.
Caught you out being the biggest nerd in Melbourne.
She got you. That's why you are grub of the week.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm a disgusting little grub. And I love...
Don't.
I hate vapes.
Grub of the week.
Oh,
this is good.
I feel like I had a mini panic attack while you were doing that. Like just the heat and the sound, and then suddenly
it's fucking hot.
Had an existential crisis thinking, where have I been here forever?
Yeah,
wrap it up.
Thanks very much. Tune in next time.
Wrap it up.
See ya.
See its simmer and shimmer, smell its backwater, honour it and peel.
Oh. Smell its backwater. That's fucking...
Oh, okay. Nearly there. This is the last verse.